Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Minutes after the hour, I just posted a picture of my farm friend Donald, who has been with me on the farm for about as long as I think I've been with you, Richie. Pretty close to 20 years, maybe. I don't know, it may be longer than that. The whole idea of time and birthdays and all of that stuff, what we use to mark sort of our place on the planet. Anyway, happy birthday, Donald. Happy birthday to Victoria. I don't even know when your birthday is. When is your birthday?
I'm a Capricorn, January 4th.
January 4th, happy birthday. My sister's January 9th.
We're just about a month apart, Victoria. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You're an Aquarian.
Wait, you're the 6th, right?
I'm February 6th. Very good, yes.
I remember that because that is also Bob Marley's birthday.
And
two of my other favorite girlfriends. So I love Aquarians on the 6th.
Hey, girlfriends, huh? Really? You become girlfriends?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You don't ask, don't tell, Dougie.
One of the biggest...
Weirdo.
Jennifer Horn. Richie. All right, so we're all here together. Good news today. You are invited to a tea party in Boston. The T stands for Tom, as in Tom Brady. Matt Damon, who's a Bostonian. Ben Affleck, who's a Bostonian. Notice they didn't invite Mark Wahlberg. I'm not so sure that they all like each other that much. Anyway, they're going to have a big... to do in Boston, and they're going to have a contest. There is a philanthropic site called Omaze, O-M-A-Z-E. If you donate $10 to that charity, you will get 100 shots at being invited to this party.
Hmm.
Right? Isn't that Matt and Ben are putting on the party?
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to raise money for this charity.
Well, if you're on a first-name basis with them, you should probably just be able to call them, right?
Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
And Ben. You're talking about Matt and Ben.
Me, Matt and Ben?
Get them on
I'm
the
not.
Phone.
Actually, I've never met either of them. I would like to. I think I'd probably like Matt better than Ben, but they're both great examples. And Wahlberg is, too, frankly. And how many more people could we find out? Because I'm a Bostonian, maybe I identify more with what they've done. They've all come from nothing. Literally nothing, and amounted to something in a field that is extraordinarily competitive. Think about what the chance. How many people do you know? Maybe I feel sensitive to it because my son is in that business as well. How many people go to Los Angeles to try to make it as an actor, an actress, singer? Yeah,
that's how our restaurants get staffed with waiters.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
We import them.
But so what would there be in terms of chance if you were betting on somebody like Damon or Affleck?
Gosh, don't you think it's one in a million? I mean, it has to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Well, could you say the same thing for Brady? I don't know anything about Brady's background. Yeah. Does he come from... what kind of circumststances does he come from?
I don't know. I don't know what his background story is.
Is he from New England? Or
he went to Michigan College, so I don't know if he's...
I do not believe he's a native New Englander, no.
But that is true with many athletes. I mean, they grow up poor and they cling to the one thing that gives them, you know, some pleasure and reward, and that's a sport. And then they go on and get tapped for the big time.
From California.
Really? He looks like he's from California, actually.
Brady?
Because he's hot and everyone from California is hot. In my mind, that's how I see it.
Yeah.
As an East Coaster with such wonder.
What about a part-time Californian? Does that mean I'm hot? Because I'm a
Hey, you're a hottie
part-time.
Too, Dougie.
Only your top half.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet. Yesterday on the program, we were talking about how my sole goal here, but I like to help people. I want people to feel like when they listen to this program, they're going to have a good time and they're going to get helped in some way, shape, or form. Not everybody's going to get helped, but there are some, including this lady who lives in West Virginia, who says that she heard part of the program yesterday. And it helped her. She said, having been worried about cost issues with my mail order prescription company, I went back and forth all week with my doctor. Doctor sent this company my prescription. I called to cancel it an hour later because of the price. She pays $30 for 90 days at her local pharmacy, and this site was charging her $195 for 90 days, apparently. I told them I would refuse the prescription when it arrived. They offered me a $95 refund on the $195 charge because your issue with Enterprise, I told them I wanted a complete refund. So she was listening to us talk about my irritation with Enterprise because
they
overcharged. And I said, Richie, actually, I'll give credit to Rich on this. Richie has, although I do it, but I used to do it sparingly. Now I do it all the time. Because if you don't feel like, if I feel like I've been treated well and I have a good deal, I will say nothing. And more often than not, frankly, to be fair, I find that's my experience with Enterprise. By far the best of the car rental companies, and I'm not getting paid. I have to pay to rent a car just like you do. But I think that they do a good job in comparison to the rest of the industry. Some of the, like Hertz and Avis, they really suck. And if you go to even Alamo, I mean, they're all, anyway, that's not the point. The point is that I had a problem with Enterprise, and I stood up to them, and I said, I don't want, this isn't fair, this isn't right. And the manager looked at me and said, okay, what do you want? I said, I want a credit. And he said, how much? I said, you figure, I'll leave it to you. So they were smart. They took all the charges off and then gave me a 10% discount. And that was not what I was looking for. I just didn't want to be charged for something that I really didn't think I should pay for. And they went out a little bit further. So this inspired this lady to question what she'd been charged for her prescription. And we say to you, when you feel like you have been treated poorly, then do something about it. Don't just take it. Why would you take it? That's not, this is smart. And you're all smarter than that. So don't take it. Stand up for yourself, frankly. That's what I would suggest.
That's great.
Yep. Good. Okay.
You should become a new consumer reporter. You know, they've all started to die off. You know how they used to have the guys?
Oh, yeah, right.
David Horowitz and Mike, my favorite, my friend, Mike Boguslawski. I'm in your corner. And you can actually, like, take these companies to task, Dougie.
Yep. That's what we ought to do. Researchers say parents' expectations for their teenage daughters can lead to a better child, a better parent, in fact. If you constantly remind your young daughter, this does not apply, according to the research, to young men, but if you constantly tell your daughter what your expectations are for her, it will be one of the most important factors in predicting whether or not you grow up to be a successful woman.
Hmm.
How do you like that?
Hmm.
Every successful woman, therefore, is a nagging mother.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that, both of you, from your teenage years, your mother a nag?
My mom was not a nag, but I always had clear expectations. Like, I knew what was expected of me. I mean, I knew that, they expected a certain type of behavior, a certain level of commitment to school. Like, I knew. I mean, that was definitely, I would have been embarrassed had I not met what the standards were laid out by my parents.
This study suggests that young women who are nagged by their mothers are less likely to become pregnant as teenagers, more likely to attend college and do well, less likely to get stuck in a dead-end low-wage job, less likely to have prolonged periods of unemployment. Hmm. This is a study of 15,000 girls aged 13 and 14 over a 10-year period.
So is that because women are people pleasers?
Yeah, Oprah's always said women are born with a disease to please.
Right.
Wow.
And it's true. As a gender, yes.
The thing that I throw at it would be the reciprocal. It's too bad some of the people that I know that I sort of hold that standard for don't do it for me, because I think it would be much easier I think you learn that over the years. I mean, Jennifer's learned how to work with me and I with her. It's not difficult because she's an Aquarian. Aquarians are very easy.
All the boys out there are like,
I didn't mean it that way. No, what I'm saying is, if you know your sun sign, which is where you were born, sort of, that your sun sign is Aquarius, and Victoria's sun sign is Capricorn. Mine is Scorpio. Richie's is, what are you?
He's a Sag.
He's a December. Yeah, he's a Sag.
Really? I didn't know that.
Which
is
rising
such a Sag. And I mean that in a good way.
That's a fire. That's a fire. The Aries and Leo.
And the sign of a centaur.
Yeah.
Half man, but half horse.
But what's his...
I'll let you figure out which half is which.
Oh, yeah. You always say that. That's so predictable. Good God.
Well, I never heard it. I thought it was funny, Rich.
Really? Okay.
Trust me, I went to Vegas with Rich. It's the bottom half.
Really? That's sweet to know. Whether you're... What your moon is in, your sun sign, moon sign, and where your rising sign is. And my rising sign is Aquarius, and that's one of the reasons that you and I get along as well as we do, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've never had...
Change the world.
Yeah, well, that's one listener at a time.
That's what Aquarians want to do. You guys are the philanthropists of the zodiac, always. Yeah. Richard Branson, Oprah, I think Bill Gates even, they're all Aquarians.
Yeah, they're very, very, you're right, they're very generous. Okay, we better stop for a moment here, and then we'll check the television report for tonight and over the weekend. Stand by for that here.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here is your teen driving you crazy, cracking their knuckles.
Please stop. It's disgusting.
Would you like to know why they do it? Here's the developmental science of it. So now, all of a sudden, your child starts to crack their knuckles. Common behavior, especially in adolescence. But they're not doing it to annoy you. Instead, it's kind of like a mini stress reducer. It's a way that adolescents release their tension.
Stress and nervous tension are now serious social problems in all parts of the galaxy.
Should you worry about it? Probably not. Is it going to cause health problems? Probably not. But you should ask your medical guy to be sure. What's the cheap psychological trick? Cracking knuckles is typically one of those behaviors which goes away all on its own. Moral of the story, pick your battles with your teenagers. This one is definitely not worth fighting. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, Al Gore, Climate Crisis is one of the most thoughtful and complex apps on any subject. It's $5, but outstanding. Al Gore, Climate Crisis.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. More American companies are creating ancillary ways to go green without sacrificing quality. Calvin Klein, maker of jeans, underwear, and high-end fragrances, is using something called carbon offsetting when flying in famous celebrities to endorse their products. Marita Saro.
It takes over 2,000 pounds per person of carbon emissions and whatnot that are put into the air by their flight and their hotel and their taxis and things like that to get here. So they're offering a carbon offset everybody's trip.
And how does that work, the carbon offset?
They'll do good things for the environment. They'll go plant trees and whatnot to offset the footprint that is left. It's really cool.
As always, it'll be American ingenuity getting us closer to the solution.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Hi, who's this?
I'm Janet.
Favorite bike?
Little Hondas are good. Yeah, I especially recommend them for women that haven't really ridden bikes.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
I'm Janet. Back when I was a little kid, my brother rode motocross, and we had an enduro track down by my house. So he kind of taught me how to ride bikes. I rode a Honda Shadow for years, and you can't beat it. It's just, I can't kill the thing. It keeps on going and going and going. In fact, my little Honda's been starting some of the Harleys that were dead. So I know the bikers don't want to hear that, but little Hondas are good. Yeah.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Time now for a progress report on the research that is being used to try to save lives here in our country. Dr. Nancy Davidson is with us for this report. Dr. Davidson is someone who's very intimately connected to this, president of the American Association of Cancer Research and director of the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute. Dr. Davidson, thank you for being here. This report of cancer progress, is this across the board? Are there some cancers that are that we're feeling, I think leukemia comes to mind immediately, that there is much progress being made and it's not fatal in anywhere near as many cases as it used to be? Are there other cancers that you can report that same sort of progress on?
Yeah, good morning, Doug. I think we feel that there's a lot of progress, first of all, in childhood cancers, but also, you're right, in adults, we think there's been a lot of progress in breast cancer, in colon cancer, progress in lung cancer. But I think there are areas where we have a lot left to do, diseases like brain cancer or pancreatic cancer.
What do you say to those people, Dr. Davidson, who will tell those who will listen that the people involved in cancer research or cancer treatment don't want to find a cure because it's too good for business?
Well, nothing could be farther from the truth. Having people sick is bad for business every which way you look at it. I think people who are involved in cancer care and cancer research are absolutely passionate about continuing to do what we're doing. You know, cancer deaths in this country are decreasing by 1.5% per year. 1.5% per year. So that's a good start, and we'd like to see that be a much bigger number.
So is the only source of funding from the government, or do you get funding from elsewhere? And if that's the case, how would people perhaps help?
Well, I think there are multiple ways to fund cancer research. The federal government is an important one. Many philanthropic organizations, our own organization, the American Association for Cancer Research, is such an organization. And in fact, you can find out more information about our work and look at a copy of this progress report on cancer at our website, which is aacr.org/cancerprogressreport, cancer progress report, all one word. A lot of information there for those who are interested to see what we've accomplished in cancer research and care, which is substantial.
aacr.org for the report. And it does look like there is substantial progress being made. Is this only to affect, we have about 30 seconds here, affect Americans, or does it affect people around the world?
Well, you and I are talking in the United States today where this is a real problem, but you're right that cancer is a global problem. It's estimated in the next several years that it will really be the top killer of people around the world, along with heart disease. So this is an issue across the globe and so important for all of us as people.
Thank you. Dr. Nancy Davidson with us here.